Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today, as we are each Sunday at noon, with attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates PA. That's a law firm practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Good afternoon, everybody. And even if you don't want to send us an email, you should still visit the show's website, again, at condocrazeandhoas.com. where you can listen to all of our past shows. You can sign up for our free seminars. Our big one is next week. You can see who the show's sponsors are and visit all of their websites. Link to our Facebook page. You can link to our new HOA and condo blog at www.hoa-condoblog.com. Tomorrow's topic, the one thing you will definitely need at your annual meeting, and you may be surprised to find out what that is. You can also join our email list and get copies of our newsletters and other announcements that we always send out about the show week in and week out. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Well, the last show we spoke about the fact that there was still no word from Congress about preventing an astronomical rise in our flood insurance rates, like from $4,000 to $40,000.
Unreal, right?
And we spent a lot of time talking about all of the surveys that say Miami is a horrible place to live, but people are moving here in record numbers.
Yeah, and Scott fought us on that. And I got to tell you, Scott, you are right. Forget those terrible surveys about Miami that we spoke about last week. Because about a few hours after the show, my father-in-law took my wife and I out to dinner at what is definitely my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Joe Stone Crabs in South Beach. And the bottom line is that as long as Joe's is in Miami, Miami will always be known as being one of the best places in the world to dine. For those of you that eat there, again, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It is the best. And really would want to start the show with some good news today. And Scott and I actually received this really nice news yesterday. But because we're so modest here on the show, we'll kind of let Karen do the honors. How about it, Karen?
This is big, big, big news. Yesterday, Eric was selected to the 2014 Florida Super Lawyers List, an honor reserved for those lawyers who exhibit excellence in practice. And for the second year in a row, not once but twice, Scott was recognized as a rising star. Congratulations to both of you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Karen.
Yeah, great.
Yay! So,
well, by the way, the only reason Scott was considered a rising star rather than the full-fledged super lawyer title is because apparently, and I really hate to admit this on the air, but you have to be at least 40 years old to be considered a super lawyer.
And he's a young man.
Yeah, and Scott's not there yet. So they only give the award, apparently, to middle-aged or old men. But Scott, all I can tell you is, be careful of what you wish for, my son. Don't rush things and stick with the rising star status for as long as you possibly can. And please know also, I am very proud of your accomplishment. Way to go, Scott.
Well, thank you. I don't know what to say.
Just say thank you.
Thank you.
Just accept the Oscar and thank everybody you ever knew and keep going. All right, how about we take, let's see, the phones are lighting up. How about we go to Bill in Boynton Beach. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Great. My problem is with my condo association that they recently put up the 2013 budget report on the bulletin board, which showed the budget versus actual expenditures for the year. And when I looked at it, it's so amateurish. There are so many mathematical errors, and even the way they categorize and lump insurance in the same subtotal with real estate taxes, that my blood pressure is going through the roof. I'd rather just ask you, can I just put that in an envelope and send it to whoever, attorney general or somebody, to tell them, show them all the mistakes?
Well, wait, hold on. All you're telling me is they posted what the budget is for the upcoming year or what was actually spent last year as opposed to what was actually planned. Now, let me ask you this, because the clock has now started on January 1st. Within 120 days of January 1st, probably your association operates on a calendar year basis. You are required, or the association is required, to actually have your accounts either audited, depending upon how big your association is and how much money is spent, or there has to be a compilation. So tell me about your association. How many units are there?
It's 840.
So we don't even have to go. Okay, so we don't even have to go further. No question about it. Don't worry about so much what was posted on the bulletin board. The bottom line is, by the end of April, because your budget exceeds $500,000, that the year end financials are going to have to be performed by a certified public accountant, and the year end financial report, by law, by pursuant to 718, is going to have to be made available to each and every owner in the property. So don't worry about perhaps what, you know, the amateurish report that was actually posted up on the bulletin board. The big responsibility kicks in between now and the end of April. And I can tell you this, and I say this at the seminars all the time, the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, when associations do things wrong, generally they like to send out kind of a warning letter and say, hey, let's do things right from now on, or they'll give you an educational opportunity. The one thing that they will not fool around with is the year-end financial reports. So if your association is sending out, you know, BS financial reports at the end of the year, or they don't get it done right through a certified public accountant, I can tell you I've seen associations get hit with huge fines in the thousands of dollars. So, you know, Bill, hang in there. Make sure they do it right. If they don't do it right, then you're going to call us back, and or you're going to come into the office, and then we'll talk. Okay? Bill, thanks for the call. How about we go to Joe? How are you, Joe?
How are you, Eric?
Where are you calling
Simple
from,
question.
Joe? Where are you calling from?
Boynton Beach.
Another Boynton Beach. Okay, how can we help?
Okay. A simple question. Our documents have a statement in it that you can't put your name and number out in front of the house, your last name and the number and the size of it.
Okay.
We found out years later.
You mean in front of your door, Joe? Is that what you're saying?
Like in the front of the lawn or on the underneath the coach lights.
Okay.
Years later, we find out that there are a few houses that are in violation, and they've been in violation for 8 or 9 years.
Okay.
Can we now enforce it?
Well, if you did it, and then, well, can you force it? Probably not. Those people are probably grandfathered in. Going forward, yes, you may be able to enforce it against newcomers.
Well, I mean, there's a theory. There are a couple of theories that you could work with here. One would be that, yeah, if it's been out there for 8 years, again, some people, Eric, use the term grandfathered in. Yeah, usually you only have about 4 years to enforce the actions, any action that would be based on your documents.
Right,
but
statute of limitations
but
issue there.
But there's also a theory that you can never waive a statutory obligation to enforce things uniformly. So there may be a right to bring an action against these people to make sure that they comply with the rules like everybody else. But I don't know if either one is the best thing to really
bring years,
in court.
I think you're fighting a losing proposition.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I had the other question. Therefore, if we didn't enforce overnight parking for 8 years, and people have been doing it, and now we want to enforce it, can we?
The same thing would apply.
Yeah, well, you can make reasonable rules. A board can always make reasonable rules and regulations regarding parking. I'll tell you where oftentimes this comes in. A lot of times there's provisions in governing documents that say no pets, but over the years the association has started to allow pets in, and now the association says, uh-oh, what did we do? Things got out of hand. Can we now force everybody to get rid of their pets? The answer is typically no, you cannot, but what boards are allowed to do under Florida law is readopt the rule and republish the rule, and you tell everybody, okay, I know many of you have pets. You have until a certain date to have them in the office and registered, because from that point forward, we're going to start reinforcing the rule again. And any pet who shows up after the final date to register them, we're going to consider them a new pet, and we're going to sue. So there are ways in which boards can actually readopt the rules and get them going all over again. Okay? How about we take Ralph's call? How are you, Ralph?
Hey, how you doing? I'm from West Palm Beach. I just want to know if an owner is late on their maintenance or their dues, are they still allowed to vote at the annual meeting?
Yes, they are, unless their votes are actually suspended, and they got to be suspended properly. How are they suspended properly? They have to receive notice to appear at a board meeting. has to be known in the agenda that the board is considering suspending the rights of those owners who are actually delinquent in the payment of their dues. When the unit owner has a right to appear at that meeting, and the bottom line is when that meeting is done, the minutes of that meeting have to reflect the fact that the board actually voted to suspend those specific unit owners' rights to vote. The minutes actually have their names in the minutes of the meeting. If it's not there, then I can tell you that they have not been properly suspended. And afterwards, after all that happens, the board has to send them a letter saying, guess what, your rights to vote were suspended. So there's a couple of different steps the board has to actually jump through. But if they jump through it properly, yes, you can suspend the right to vote. But just because they're late does not mean that they don't get the right to vote. Okay.
Doesn't matter how.
I don't care if they haven't paid in years. If the board didn't jump through each and every step that I just said, even though they're late, they get a chance to vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Taking your calls 877-850-8585. Hey, by the way, still no word from Congress about a repeal of that flood insurance bill. So far, at least for now, this just means terrible news for Floridians. And there's talk about a possible stopgap measure this week that would put the issue on hold for at best only a few months. But if something does happen, we promise to immediately let everybody know. Let's do this. Let's take our first break of the hour. And when we get back, we're going to be talking with Joe Morello and Bill Burns from Garden Leader, one of our hosts on the show. Again, taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorneys Eric Glazer, the super attorney, and Scott Shapiro, the rising star attorney from Glazer & Associates, PA. Give us a call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, normally this is the point in the show where we urge all of our listeners out there to sign up for our board certification class, and we bother you week in and week out and tell you how important it is and how much there is to learn. Well, guess what? Apparently, you guys are actually listening because our course is set for January 25th, which is next Saturday. Registration starts at 8 a.m., and guess what? I guess the word isn't really sold out because we're not selling anything. It's free of charge, but there is no more room. Space is up. We're, I guess for lack of a better term, we are sold out. So the bottom line, let's do this so that we don't kind of spring this on everybody. What I've instructed our webmaster to do is to keep registration open for only 1 hour following the show. So everybody who hasn't registered yet but still wants to register, we will get you in if you register before 2 o'clock today.
Oh,
but
boy.
At 2 o'clock today,
well,
that's it. We're
I don't understand,
sold out.
Eric,
we're done.
If it's booked.
Yep.
Why would people register?
Well, we can squeeze in a few more. It's either going to be standing room only seats or, you know, you always got to count on just a few people, maybe
okay,
not showing.
Okay, well, you heard that, everybody. So if you really need to attend something like this, you know, book it to right now.
Yeah, that's
and,
it.
And make sure
it's
you
free.
Get in because, you know, again, our normal seating arrangements are filled up and we can still squeeze a few more of you in. So do it today or, you know, we will not be seeing you on January 25th.
Absolutely. And make sure to register for some of the other classes that we have available. available. Again, to register, just go to www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Again, condocrazeandhoas.com. Make sure not only to sign up for the board cert class, but sign up for the other classes that so many of our sponsors are teaching that day as well. But that's it. 2 o'clock today. We are done. All right. How about we go to Bill. Bill from, I guess he's from Stewart. Bill from Stewart. You on the phone?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'll be real brief. I'm a real estate broker in town. I've lived here all my life. And we don't normally mess with condominiums under $100,000, you know, of value. But one of my salespeople had a little one last week where the contract was done, and it got killed at the buyer meeting because the condo alleges that they voted last year that they will no longer allow owner financing.
You mean no mortgages of any kind?
No, no mortgages unless they're bank, insurance company, or credit union.
Okay.
No, I call them PMMs. I don't know what you guys call them, but owner right. finance, you know, seller finance.
Right. No seller finance. Yeah, like purchase money mortgages is what you're referring to.
Right. Well, you're all like me.
Bottom line is, did you get a copy of the recorded declaration of condominium?
I haven't looked at it yet. They claim it's in there. They voted all the units voted for it last year. I've talked to 3 unit owners. They don't know anything about it. I'm just asking if they voted that in, which I assume they did, then right. they can do that, correct?
Well, yeah, I think they can because we spoke about on this show many, many times that if a famous Florida Supreme Court case called the Woodside case, which was decided in Florida about, I don't know, a dozen years ago, maybe 15 years ago, basically came out with Florida Supreme Court came out and said, you know what, if you can get 75% of the people in a condominium to agree on amending their documents, well, that's amazing. So basically anything that they agree on, we'll let it stand unless it's something that's egregious, like violating somebody's civil rights or things of that nature. As long as it's not unconstitutional, then yes, we're going to absolutely uphold any amendment to the declaration. And I don't think there's a constitutional right to receive purchase money financing in a deal.
Well,
so
well,
I think this would be upheld.
Yeah, listen, an argument can be made. It violates the contracts clause, but that's the type of thing that gets violated all the time and you contract away when you live in a condominium. So if they did this legally and they did it procedurally proper, it's probably going to be a something you can't overturn, but you know, you can double check to see if they dotted their I's and crossed their T's, because if they simply didn't underline specific passages in the amendment that was recorded, right. the whole thing could be null and void.
Could be. So what you want to do, Bill, is definitely get a copy of the amendment that that they say they recorded, because if they passed it, sometimes they pass it and they don't even record it, and the amendment doesn't become effective until recorded. So again, do some due diligence, grab a copy of that amendment, and then we go from there.
Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. I listen to your show every week, and as I said, you're so informative. But anytime you mess with these little ones, usually there's a problem.
Hey,
I could care less, but I have a crying salesperson. Okay?
We got it. Hey, good luck, and thanks for listening to the show, Bill. All right, how about we go to Linda? How are you, Linda?
Hi, how are you?
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. We just happened to have a meeting with our attorney. It was for the purpose of defining and clarifying what a fining system is.
Yes.
Looking for residents to be on it, so it was informative for them to see who would be interested. One of the things he said is that grandfathered in is selective enforcement. There's really no such thing. Is that accurate?
No.
Because I just heard you say people were grandfathered in.
No. We're getting things, you know, potentially confused. By the way, so attorney showed up to talk about establishing a fining committee, yet not typically a good place where you can win friends and influence people by signing up for that type of committee. That's why a lot of associations don't even bother to have one. But selective enforcement. What is selective enforcement? Selective enforcement is basically I'm breaking the rule every night by parking in guest parking, and my neighbor does it too. They do the same exact thing that I do. However, the board only decides to sue me. So I say, wait a minute, you're letting my neighbor do it. Therefore, you are selectively enforcing the rules against me, and therefore you can't sue me.
But your neighbor was grandfathered in.
Yeah, you can't basically do it that way. Selective enforcement means just that. You're selectively enforcing the rules only against a few people. That's what we're talking about. That's selective enforcement.
Okay, but now I have a question. What if my neighbor's been living here 15 years, when I've just moved in, and they've always let him do it.
Well, again, that goes back to potentially like what we were talking about earlier. You could have a situation, for example, where your neighbor's living there 15 years and in violation of the documents now has a dog there for 10 years. So it's too late to enforce the no dog rule against that particular owner, but the board at some point can say, you know what, from this point forward, we're going to enforce it. Now somebody tries to move in next door to that person with a dog. The board can still say, no, sorry, even though your next door neighbor has it in violation of the no dog rule, you still can't have it. So there's ways, again, with situations like that are dealt with as well, if that answers your question. Each situation is very, very specific and, you know, potentially complicated, but you have to look at it at its own merits.
And that four-year timeline, what I heard mentioned,
let's say a board knows that somebody is doing something in violation of the governing documents. There's an argument that after about 5 years, which is the statute of limitations, what breach of contract statute is, what, 4 years or 5 years? I think it's 4 years. After five years, then that's it. After 5 years, if the board hasn't sued on it, if they knew about it and did nothing and took no action and 5 years goes by, that's it. The statute of limitations kicks in and the board can no longer sue that person. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Let's say we have ornaments on the buildings and the docs say no ornaments.
Right.
Now, we want to decide to go forward so that all new residents will not be allowed to put the docs.
Yeah, same thing. No difference between that. Yeah, no difference between ornaments and pets, Scott. That's how I'd look at it.
I mean, here's the thing, and I apologize for butting in so late in this conversation, but you know, there's it's a little bit more nuanced than I think both of you guys. Well, I mean, Eric's trying to answer the question not just to you, but you know, as broad as possible, so it'll sink in with the rest of the listeners. But you know, like a situation where you have people doing things continuously, but they'd stop for a little while, but then do it again over the course of years. You know, an argument can be made that, you know, each time they stop doing it, the clock starts again, and the next time they commit the violation, you know, you can then, you know, bring the action with respect to the latest violation and not when they began the process. So, you know, whether or not, like, if we're talking about people parking in parking spots or putting up ornaments, you know, at certain times of the year, taking it down, then doing it again, if they do that and they've been doing it for 15 years, you could say, well, yeah, they've been doing it for 15 years, but they just put the ornaments up this year.
Right.
So you might have an action. So it's a little bit more complicated and nuanced with respect to, you know, how you can bring actions and what the defenses would be to those. And, you know, I just thought I'd give my 2 cents on that.
All right, let's do this, because I am very, very eager to get to Joe Morello and Bill Burns from Garden Leader. So let's quickly take our bottom of the hour break. And when we get back, we're going to meet with them and we'll take, of course, your calls. And how about we get some landscaping calls for Joe and Bill as well, answering all your landscaping questions today and anything else going on in the
cutting
condo and HOA
trees
world. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Invera Systems protect communities better than anyone because Invera Systems focus strictly on the unique needs of gated communities, HOAs, condo associations, and CDDs, proving Invera to be the experienced leader in community protection. Invera's virtual gate guard solution uses state-licensed virtual guards, high-resolution digital cameras, and video recorders to greet guests, contact residents, and grant or deny access at entrance points using two-way audio and one-way video. Invera now secures hundreds of gate points points, access control entry points, and amenities like clubhouses, pools, and parks. Your entire community can be protected by Enviro's virtual gate guards, active audio surveillance, and access control systems that will increase your community's security at a fraction of the cost of traditional security services. Contact Enviro Systems today for a free security consultation. Visit us online at EnviroSystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A Systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
This is Karen, and I am 850 FTL.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties. properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, ElconElectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you. To control covered pests in and around your home, your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm joined again by attorneys Eric Glazer and Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. And we're taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right. We are so lucky on the show to have so many wonderful companies as sponsors of the show. And today, one of those sponsors happens to be in our studio. So let's welcome Joe Morello and Bill Burns from Garden Lita. How are you guys? Welcome to the show.
Doing well, thank
Very
you.
Well,
all right, thanks for coming in today. Joe, how about you tell us a little bit about Garden Lita and what you do?
Yes, Garden Lita is a locally, privately owned company in South Florida for 33 years. We maintain all types of homeowners associations and country club communities.
I've been looking at your website, and I love the portion of that website that talks about encouraging your prospective clients to actually come out and view some of the properties that you guys are already serving with their landscaping needs and taking care of. Because I got to tell you, you know, it's a bold statement to make, because if people take you up on that, Joe, the communities that you're servicing, they better look good.
It is a bold statement, and that's how we earn our reputation every day, by meeting and exceeding our clients' expectations. We had a community call me up the other day at night, say we'd like to take a look at your work the following morning. They thought that maybe it wouldn't be ready. And the truth of the matter is, what we do, you couldn't get ready in 30 days if you tried. So we always have to be on our toes and make sure our customers are always in tip-top shape at all times.
All right, so let's say some of our listeners out there want to take you to task, Joe, and they're looking for landscaping services, and they want to see some of the communities that you actually are servicing day in and day out. Where are they going?
They can go to the Ridges in Weston, the Polo Club Country Club in Boca Raton, Boca Point Country Club also in Boca Raton, Canyon Isles, Canyon Springs in Boynton Beach, or Golf Village at Admiral's Cove in Jupiter.
So you guys are what, Tri-County?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, when Garden Lita is actually to come out to a new community and inspect the property, because, you know, obviously the association out there isn't happy with their current landscaping company, when you get out there, you know, from your perspective, from an expert in the field, what do you see as the main reasons why associations simply are unhappy with the current landscaping crisis that they're going through at the moment? What are the general things that landscapers are failing to do, at least in your opinion?
It usually boils down to the same thing. Lack of supervision, communication is very important between the account manager and the client as far as the work goes. people want to be informed with what you're doing. Sometimes companies, after a while, get complacent, and the attention to detail starts to go down. Sometimes we get called out to a community that looks great, and those are the ones we get worried. Why are we being called out here? It looks fine. But most of the time when we get called out, you're right, it's because something's going wrong, and that's why they need us to take a look, and we'll explain to them how we won't fall into that same situation where the service will decline.
Well, sometimes, you know, at least I've heard over the years that clients will say to me, you know, we just got a crazy, outrageous bill from our landscaping company in the middle of nowhere. We never expected it. And, you know, now he's asking for all kinds of money. Do you always wind up getting permission from the clients before, you know, going above and beyond what's required under the contract that month in terms of spending? You know, clients don't like to get hit with huge out-of-pocket hidden surprises. You know, what do you do in terms of getting the client's permission first?
Absolutely. They request or we suggest to them things that they may need, and we go through an approval process where we give them a proposal ahead of time, and we don't do anything until that is approved. You can get yourself into trouble by doing things and then sending a bill afterwards, and we don't do that.
Yeah, trust me, from a lawyer's perspective, it's never a good situation, because then it's always, well, they told me to do it. No, I didn't tell you to do it. Well, maybe one board member told you to do it, but you didn't get the vote of the whole board. Get things in writing. That really goes for any vendor, quite frankly. But besides maintaining the property, does Garden Leader perform any landscaping architectural services? And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Sometimes, you know, the board will walk around the community and say, you know what, after all these years, the landscaping just looks kind of boring. Can you guys spruce the place up? You know, how can you make the place look better? Do you offer those types of services as well?
We actually do not have a landscape architect on staff, but we do offer services where we will give suggestions of different enhancements that will spruce up those areas. Most of the time, people are they can envision our suggestions. It's a rare occasion where they really need to get a landscape architect involved, and if that's the case, we do have a company that we can refer to them.
Gotcha. All right. On this show, guys, our listeners tune in for great advice that they get from all the experts that we have on the show. And today we need some advice. You know, many of the communities throughout Florida, they were built about 30 to 40 years ago, really, again, throughout the state. And many of these communities were built with hundreds and hundreds of trees located in the community. And over the years now, the roots of these trees, they're spreading and they're starting to destroy driveways and roads and pool decks in all of these communities. And the problem is so bad that I know of at least in one HOA in Central Florida, the board of directors of that community, they voted to remove about 400 trees, believe it or not, in one community. And the residents went absolutely crazy. The residents were protesting it. But the board's attitude is, wait, if we don't remove the trees, the roots are going to spread, and eventually it's going to affect the interior of people's homes. But, you know, what are communities in Florida do about this big problem with trees potentially, you know, taking over communities? What do you do? Is there a way to prevent it? Is there preventative maintenance?
I'm going to let Bill answer that question.
Bill, help us out. You got a lot of communities that need advice on this one.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Eric, the problem may just now be manifesting itself, but the real problem occurred when the trees were planted however many years ago. Trees are always striving to meet their genetic potential. Large trees like oaks and mahoganies and green buttonwoods, what I would call grand canopy trees, are ones that are going to reach 30, 40, 50 feet. An oak tree is going to want to be 60 feet tall with a 60-foot spread, and it's always striving to reach that size. So when we plant those trees in the improper places, that as they do their normal maturing, they tear up sidewalks and hardscapes and crowd out people. The mistake was actually made 20 years ago. Sad to say, the correct thing to do mostly now is to go ahead and remove those trees, replace them with the tree that is the right tree for that place.
All right, so this is interesting. So actually, when putting in trees in a new community, so developers who are listening, it's probably they should be listening to you as well. And in some of the newer communities where the board is thinking about putting in some new landscaping, don't go with oak trees is the bottom line. What are we talking about? What should you be doing instead?
Well, it's really a case by case, because the oak is the king of our urban forest. It's a great tree. It just, like any other thing is not always the right tree for every spot. Oak tree is a beautiful tree, but if there's overhead power lines, it's the wrong tree.
It's the wrong tree. Or if it's located, I guess, next to driveways, don't put it there either. So if you have an area, perhaps, you know, with nothing around the oak tree, I guess we're good. But if you're going to put it next to homes, problem.
Yeah, the university recommends 5 mature trunk diameters that you stay 5 times away from whatever the hardscape would be for the mature size of whatever the given tree is.
But once the problem starts, in other words, once that driveway is ripped up because an oak tree happens to be, you know, 20 feet away from it or 10 feet away from it, not much you can do other than remove the tree at that point?
There are some cosmetic things you can do along the way that will slow that tree trying to achieve its genetic potential. You can trim roots. You can properly trim trees. The difficulty is when we're trying to force a tree that should not be in a given spot to survive right. In that spot, we may weaken it. You cut too many roots, and now the tree is subject to falling over.
Gotcha. Just
call attorneys.
Be careful. Believe it or not, true story, I had that situation last week. But I guess we're smack in the middle of winter down here, if you can actually call it winter in Florida. And any specific landscaping tips either you gentlemen can give our listeners today as to what you should be doing in your communities this particular time of year?
Well, it's a good idea to take advantage of the season. The lawns and the shrubbery are not growing as vigorously as during the height of the season. And take a look around and see if there's things to do to not repeat the same mistakes as last year. Also, a lot of times people want to install mulch and flowers and enhancements before the holiday times. It's a good idea to plan them way in advance as opposed to calling your landscape vendor a week before Thanksgiving saying we'd like to mulch the entire community before Thanksgiving. That doesn't always work.
Right, exactly.
The other thing is about assess the turf to see the percentage of weeds versus good turf. If you have too many weeds, you may just want to elect to replace the turf with new sod as opposed to spending money on weed control. Those types of things.
What about making sure to protect against like things like whitefly and things of that nature, insect control? How important is that, and is that something you guys help the community associations look into?
Well, yeah, if you're going to take care of a landscape, it involves all aspects of the landscape. And that could be, as Joe alluded to, the weeds, or it can be the many pest pressures that are put on a landscape. I wanted to add, winter is a very busy time in the landscape. With snowbirds in town, that's when a lot of these condos want to look their absolute best. It's
sure. Nice
when they look great during June, July, and August, but when they're down here now, it's got to look their best.
Let me tell you, I always said this, and I think a lot of realtors, I think, were calling in today, too. A realtor will always tell you, you want the value of your property to go up, you know what you got to spend the money on? Landscaping. Landscaping mm-hmm. is the thing that makes your community really look beautiful. So again, this particular time of the season, winter, I guess in your opinion, Bill, that's when you should be focusing on the landscaping the most, when you would think potentially the least.
Absolutely. I mean, golf courses do this all year long as well. They get ready for the big tournament. So all year long, they're anticipating the time when the focus is going to be on them. There are certain pressures they're under right now with certain diseases that are active at this time. But by the same token, there are trees and shrubs like the yesterday, today, and tomorrow that is in bloom right now. This is the only time of year it's in bloom. So accentuate it, play to it, and let the people see that this can be a really beautiful time of year.
It's obvious that these guys know what they're talking about today, Karen. No two ways about that.
Yes.
All right. Tell us this. How can our clients get in touch with Garden Leader should they need landscaping services in their community?
They can call me direct, Joe Morello, at 954-856-6423. Or our toll-free number is 888-680-7035. And you can also visit our website at www.garden-leader.com. And please don't forget the dash, or you'll get a garden center in Texas.
All right, www.garden-leader.com. All right, gentlemen, I really want to thank both of you for coming on the show today. And I really want to thank Garden Leader for being a wonderful sponsor of the show. Much appreciated. And, of course, everybody can meet Joe and maybe Bill. I'm not sure if you're going to be there, Bill, at the big event next week at the Hard Rock. Again, that is next week. So you're definitely showing up there, Joe, right?
Absolutely. I will be there.
All right. And our listeners look forward to meeting you as well. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls. How about calling in with some landscaping questions? 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Association's Landscaping may be its most important asset. When cared for properly, your landscaping can make your home or condo association look like a palace. When maintained poorly, it's a bad first impression of your community and can instantly bring down the prices of everyone's home. Don't let that happen where you live. Trust the professionals at Garden Leader to give your property that green, tropical, plush look you've always wanted. At Garden Leader, they've been making communities throughout Florida look great since 1981. Whether it's mowing, irrigation, fertilization, pest control, pruning, mulching, or anything related to your landscape, or if you're just searching for that great new look for your community, Garden Leader does it all. Frustrated with your present landscaping company? Give Garden Leader a call. Garden Leader won't let you down. They strive to make their customers happy for years to come. Give Garden Leader a call at 888-680-7035. That's 888-680-7035. Or visit online at garden-leader.com. Don't leave your community's landscaping to chance. Go with the leader, Garden Leader. Again, that number, 888-680-7035.
Pipe burst in your condo unit or home? Drains backed up? Showers not working? Toilets not flushing? Call Douglas Orr Plumbing, the family-owned plumbers in Florida for the past 40 years. At Douglas Orr Plumbing, they have licensed professional, insured plumbers and provide 24/7 emergency service. Their philosophy is simple. Work hard, be honest, and stand behind your work. In fact, Douglas Orr Plumbing won the Angie's List Super Service Award for 2012, and they've been receiving this esteemed award consistently since 2007. Douglas Orr Plumbing offers senior citizen discounts and savings coupons on the website. Wherever you are in South Florida, if you have a plumbing problem, Douglas Orr Plumbing is your solution. Residential, commercial, or industrial repairs. And they have over 20 fully stocked service trucks ready to hit the road. If your condo or HOA needs plumbing repairs or services, high pressure jetting, or leak detection, give Douglas Orr a call. 800-368-4677. That's 800-368-4677. And don't forget to visit the website orrplumbing.com for money-saving discounts. Go with the plumbing pros at Douglas Orr Plumbing.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243, affinitymanagementservices.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7, 866-969-6656, 866-969-6656, or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Welcome to the final brief segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, the number to call, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, if you have any landscaping questions. And here's an email from Mike in West Palm Beach. Mike says, our board is calling a special meeting to discuss personnel replacement office staff. Can we list this as a closed meeting due to the sensitive nature of what is to be discussed?
excuse me. Yes, you can, Mike. A few years ago, Florida statutes were actually amended to allow for closed-door meetings if personnel matters were going to be discussed. And certainly replacement of office staff falls into the category of personnel matters. And, you know, you may ask, why did the legislature allow these types of meetings suddenly to take place behind closed doors? And the answer is simply that if an employee of the association is doing a bad job, the board shouldn't have to air their dirty laundry in front of the entire community. So, yes, this type of meeting can, in fact, be closed doors. The other type of meeting that the boards can have that is closed door is an attorney-client meeting that can also be closed door. But this is probably the easiest question I'll throw out all day. If the board is going to say we're having an attorney-client privileged meeting, who has to be at the meeting?
The board and the attorney.
The attorney better be there, because if the attorney is there, isn't there, it's not an attorney-client meeting. No. A lot of associations think that just because you're discussing ongoing litigation, it's a closed-door meeting. But the attorney must be there. And yes, Scott raises a good point. The attorney can even be there by phone. No problem.
Good.
But bottom line is the attorney better be there. All right, we got about a minute left. Quick, let's get some football predictions quickly. Who's going to wind up in the Super Bowl? Karen?
Broncos and Seattle.
We couldn't be on further opposite ends. I'm going with New England and San Francisco. But Scott, you're our resident football expert. Come on. I want to hear your pick.
Come on, Scotty.
The Cubs.
Well, now, how about you guys? Any predictions on today's
game?
Garden Leader. What's Garden Leader's prediction? The bookies are listening. Come on.
Go ahead, Bill.
If you threw the Cubs out, I have to say the Cardinals. That's just a lifelong rivalry.
not going to happen. So, again, let's see what happens by the end of the day.
Well, I'm with the odds makers, so.
Karen took the favorites. I'm going with the dogs. But, all right. That concludes another week on the show, Condo Craze and HOAs. I want to again thank Garden Leader for being guests, not only on the show today, but for being sponsors of the show. Guys, thank you very much. It was a pleasure having
Great.
You. Look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday.
Until 2 o'clock they
until
have today.
Until 2 o'clock. You have one more hour to register for that big day on January 25th. And if you need to get in touch with us during the week, you can give us a call, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. And we look forward to seeing everybody Saturday. Have a great Woo-hoo. Week, everybody.
Thanks.